I'd like to wish all of you a very holy and happy New Year's Day. We celebrate a number of things today. First, of course, the great feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. What a great way to begin this new year, consecrating ourselves to our Blessed Mother, and beginning this year, honoring our Blessed Mother, who, of course, is our spiritual mother, but also her greatest title out of her 2,000 titles is Theotokos, the Mother of God. Today, of course, is also the day for the World Day for Peace. So we should pray for peace today. And then, of course, New Year's always reminds us of making a resolution, making a couple resolutions, perhaps, to grow closer to the Lord. I found a little couple sentences from Dave Barry about New Year's resolutions. He writes, "Don't feel bad. Many people have trouble sticking to their resolutions, and there is a scientific explanation for this. In 1987, a team of psychologists conducted a study in which they monitored the New Year's resolutions of 275 people. After 1 week, the psychologists found that 92% of the people were keeping their resolutions. After 2 weeks, we have no idea what happened because the psychologist had quit monitoring." So with this New Year's, what should we do? What kind of resolutions should we make? Well, of course, the Pope Benedict gives us the answer. This is the year of faith. So that should be our resolution, to grow in our faith, to deepen our faith, and to share our faith. That should be the one idea we should always remember, beginning with today's Mass, and carry us through the entire year. The Pope gives us our New Year's resolution to grow, to deepen, and to share our Catholic faith. Where do we start? Well, we start with what the Holy Father recommends, the study of two books, the Bible and the Catechism. The Bible and the Catechism. That's where we need to start as Catholics. So we have to begin reading the Bible every single day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, it's up to you. But start reading the Bible every day. As Saint Jerome says, if you want to get to know Jesus, get to know the Bible. Ignorance of Jesus, ignorance of the Bible, he says, is ignorance of Christ. Therefore, knowledge of Scripture is knowledge of Christ. So we begin with Sacred Scripture. Well, where do you start? Start with the Gospels. To start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And read them very prayerfully and very slowly, because this is spiritual reading. See, the Bible is different from any other book. It's not like reading Shakespeare or some other great book. This is the inspired Word of God, which means that it's a love letter written from God to you. When you read a love letter, you read it prayerfully and slowly and meditatively. See, it's a love letter from God. That's why it should be read with thought and with reflection and meditation. So you begin with the Gospels, and you can do what is called Lectio Divina from the Middle Ages, where Lectio means the word, Divina is the divine word. So Lectio Divina is a way to pray, where you read the Scriptures very prayerfully, very slowly, then you reflect upon it, like our Blessed Mother did. We read that Mary treasured all these words in her heart, and that's what we do when you read the Scriptures. You know, when the monks would make wine in the monasteries, they pick the grapes and then they crush them under their feet. And they use that image that when you read Sacred Scripture, you want to get out every last drop of the Scriptures. So you meditate upon it and you really try to reflect upon the Word of God. Now, we're very blessed here at this parish to have the Walking with Purpose, which is a women's Bible study. I know many of you women are involved in that. They have a number of small groups, 6 or 7 groups of women meet in the morning or in the evening or at different times. I encourage the ladies to get involved in something like that. Join one of those Bible studies. It's a very easy way to study the scriptures. It's all worked out for you of what to read every day and how to apply it to your life. But if you're not in that, I'd recommend, well, just getting a copy of the Magnificat and reading the daily readings from Mass. That'll take you through the whole Bible in the course of a couple years. So read the Magnificat. So the Holy Father says we begin with the Word of God, with Sacred Scripture. And of course, the second thing that is recommended is the Universal Catechism, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It came out about 20 years ago. We're very blessed to have this. It's going to be the greatest legacy of Blessed John Paul II, is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It was written on the 30th anniversary of Vatican II. In fact, this year of faith is the 50th anniversary of Vatican II. That's why we have the year of faith, for the 50th anniversary of the Vatican Council. If you've studied history, you know it always takes at least 50 to 100 years to implement a church council. Usually there's confusion for the first 50 years, and we've seen that. Remember, Mother Angelica says that she calls it the electric church. Every time she went to Mass for the last 50 years, she was shocked at what she saw at Mass, you know, because it takes a while for things, for the dust to settle, because it takes a while, 50 years, for people to read the Vatican documents. I wouldn't want to ask a show of hands of how many have read all the 16 documents of Vatican II. I imagine it's only a handful of people in the entire church who've actually read the 16 documents of Vatican II. So it takes 50 years to implement a church council. And so that's what this year of faith is all about, that we study the Catechism of the Catholic faith. And, you know, again, it's such a great thing. This is the first universal catechism in 500 years. You've had smaller national catechisms, like the Baltimore Catechism, like more for the United States, and then you had other catechism of Pius X, but this is the first universal one in 50 years. So again, we're so blessed to be living at this time in church history. I'd also recommend just studying Catholic apologetics on how to defend and explain your faith. Apologetics is a lot of fun, because when you study apologetics, you're studying scripture and the catechism, but how to explain it to be able to clear up misunderstandings that our friends outside the church have. That's what apologetics is. So we begin by studying our faith, but we also need to pray our faith, which means that we take the prayers that we have and reflect upon the prayers, to reflect upon the Our Father. That's why the fourth section of the catechism is so powerful, because it's a whole commentary on the Our Father. One of the most beautiful things the church has ever issued is part 4 of the catechism on prayer. So you have to then pray your faith. Pray the Our Father. As St. Teresa of Avila says, say an Our Father, but take an hour to say it. That means you reflect upon every verse, every phrase of the Our Father. Do the same thing with the Hail Mary, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed. So pray your faith, pray the Rosary every day. What better way to honor the Mother of God than to pray the Rosary every year, every day during this year of faith? Because you'll be like the Blessed Mother, you'll treasure all these things in your heart. So pray the Rosary every day and honor that beautiful title, is Mother of God, which we say 50 times every time we pray the Rosary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. And lastly, I would recommend, not only do we need to study our faith, really pray our faith, but to share our faith. It's one of the best ways to grow in your faith is to share it, to teach a CCD class, to evangelize, to witness, get involved in the Legion of Mary and other wonderful organizations in which you share your faith. What's the best way to grow in your faith? Share your faith. When you give it away, it develops. Our faith is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. If you share your faith, you develop it, you help it to grow. A good way to do that is to invite people to Mass, invite people to confession, invite people to see the beautiful new church. You have these Catholic Lighthouse CDs in the back of church. Don't forget every week to get one of those and listen to it, and then pass it on to a fallen away Catholic, a fallen away neighbor from the faith. I've heard the statistics with about 55 million Catholics in America. And then, as you know, the second biggest denomination in America, fallen away Catholics. 20 million fallen away Catholics in the United States. Far more than any other denomination in America are the fallen away Catholics. Maybe some of them are your sons and daughters and grandchildren or spouses or parents. If that's the case, do something about it. Read your faith, study your faith, study the Bible, the catechism, and apologetics so you can answer their questions. And then share your faith with them by giving them a CD. And these things can bring people back to the faith. So may it be a blessed year of growing in our faith. That would be the greatest resolution I think we could make today. We ask the Lord and our Blessed Mother on her feast day to help us to grow and to share our Catholic faith.